This podcast episode is dedicated to empowering sensitive people to recognize their trait as sensory intelligence
and bring their unique gifts into service for the crucial roles we play in communities, businesses, and leadership globally. I'm Julie Bieland, sensitivity expert, psychotherapist, and founder of the online Sensitive Empowerment Community.
I'm Willow McIntosh, founder of Inluminance and leader of the High Sensory Intelligence Movement. We hope you enjoy this episode.
I want to give you a quick update before we start this episode, and that is that I have some free masterclasses coming up that I'd love to invite you to. They're free to register. You'll also get a replay if you register. One is about high sensitivity and anxiety, and one is called Reach Financial Freedom, Growing a Heart-Centered Online Business, and that's for HSP practitioners, healers, therapists, coaches, et cetera, who want to learn how to grow multiple sources of income and just be in a place where you're free so that you can really do the work that you need to do as a healer and take time off to take care of your self-care and things like that. That's important for healers. And I'm going to be available to answer questions after these events. And you can find them, you can register free by going to my website, juliebieland.com or sensitiveconnection.com, and click on free resources. And there you will see where it says masterclasses, and you'll get a link to register free. If you can't find it for some reason, definitely just let me know. And yes, there is a replay if you register, and you'll get an email reminder and things like that as well. So look forward to seeing you there. Enjoy this event. Welcome, everyone. I'm Julie Bieland, and I'm joined by fellow HSP, Willow McIntosh, and we're recording live in my Sensitive Empowerment Community today. And our topic is, what is joy for an HSP? Hello, Willow.
Hi, Julie. Hi there. Great to be here. And yes, an interesting topic. I'm really excited to be considering this week. And what's really inspiring me about this area is for us to consider what happiness and joy really means for us as an HSP. What is it exactly that we're striving for? And whether sometimes we find ourselves comparing our happiness to what it looks like for non-HSPs. And a bit of an invitation just to consider that and think that through. Personally, through my experience, I know that before I really took ownership of the trait and the advantages that it gives me, and you know, really embodying this kind of lifestyle and path that I'm on, I definitely found myself trying to be happy like others, or trying to pursue careers like others. And it was only when I really tuned in and thought, actually, hang on a minute, what is it that I really love to have in my life? What are the things that really make me happy? And what am I really striving for? That I began to realize that actually, it looks really different to other people. And having really owned that and started to do something about it, I found it to be hugely rewarding for me.
What an important thing to be talking about, Willow. I think that, I mean, I know for myself and for so many of us as HSPs, this isn't something that we have often spent a lot of conscious time thinking about. And as we've talked about in many previous episodes about, you know, having such an external focus of everybody else's needs. And I mean, I know for myself, gosh, I had to do a lot of work to really start thinking about what do I like? And what does give me this kind of meaning? And I like that you're talking about the difference between, you know, we don't want to compare it to non-HSPs. I mean, when I'm, as an incredibly deep feeler, when I'm experiencing the beauty of a bird or the sunset or something like that, I am experiencing it on such a deep level. And I know that many HSPs, we can't even imagine that other people don't experience it like that. But this is part of what I consider to be like a gift of the trait, is and to use these parts of the gift that we can really just soak those experiences in and get those little moments of joy, which is so essential right now
during what we're going through, this sort of marathon of challenges that we're all experiencing together right now. And being able to fill up those little moments of joy in little areas is huge, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly what I've come to find as well. And I think because we're having such a rich inner life, our inner world is such a rich area for us. And as you say there, you know, when we experience something of beauty or something of interest or a topic or whatever it may be, we have that capacity to really dive in and really feel it so deeply. And I was thinking about it just now. I took a little bit of a walk, and I've got this area of nature next to me, and this really amazing flying cricket did a circle around me and landed in a little bush next to me. And if it hadn't done that, I would never have seen it because it was so camouflaged. I mean, it looked exactly like a leaf. But I just had this moment where I was creeping up just to get a bit of a closer look. I was just so enthralled by how this insect was designed and the fact that it could fly, and I'd never seen one of these before. And I just sat there and had a moment and just really embraced and kind of immersed myself in this little mini ecosystem that I just would have walked past, but I stopped to really enjoy that. And I just got so much from it. I got so much from just the, you know, the replenishment of the nature, the fact that I was engaging, the fact that I was really focusing and just experiencing the wonder of nature. And I thought to myself, this is what it's all about. It's just these moments are so important to us. And as you say, I think we often assume that all people have these kind of experiences. And of course, many of us do really experience and love nature. But because of our depth of processing and our fascination to really dive into things, I think it's so important to allow ourselves these experiences in whatever area that really excites us, I think.
Oh, yes, I completely agree with you. I like that what you were talking about, noticing those little, you know, that what you were noticing on the walk. And I think that we notice more. And I think the key for everybody listening is to give yourself intentional time to do that more and really soak it in. I've talked before in previous episodes about, you know, with positive experiences, with these little fill up tanks of joy, that we need to soak them in a little bit longer. That's how the brain works. The brain has a negativity bias, and negative stuff just kind of latches on instantly and goes into our negativity tanks. But with positive things and our filling up our positivity tank to counter those negatives, we have to really soak them in for longer, like sometimes even 15 to 20 seconds, which is quite a long time if you really look at a clock for 15 to 20 seconds. We don't often do that naturally. And I found that it's really an important part of my well-being is to do that intentionally, really soak it in and make myself spend longer doing it and doing it intentionally. Like if you notice that, you know, you're struggling one day with a particularly hard day, that would be an important time to start being conscious of this and really filling up those positivity tanks with these little bits of joy around you. You know, the expression of your pet. I mean, that gives me a lot of joy, my pets. And even thinking, Willow, about we have such a desire to do meaningful and fulfilling work or volunteer work or whatever it is, businesses. And I found personally that when I finally found myself in my business, that I feel so much joy in what I'm doing. Like when I get a message from somebody that, you know, whether it's a podcast we've done together or one of my courses or anything like that, it's like I get so much joy hearing that something that I've put out into the world has helped somebody else.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And this is such a great focus for us to really be aware of that. And I really love what you were saying just before, just to touch on that quickly about the positivity piece. This, I find, is also a really key area for our happiness as HSPs, because we have this tendency to overprocess. And, you know, when things start to go wrong or we're overtired or whatever it can be, that habit to then turn this amazing processing device in on ourselves it's a habit that we have to be really conscious of. And I think it's a conscious act on a moment-to-moment basis when we feel that happening, to just direct it away from ourselves, you know, not to start to question ourselves, to judge ourselves if something's going wrong. It's about creating simplicity. And that can be, you know, by shifting to positive thoughts or many of the other wonderful tools that we talk about. But I think also it's around reducing complexity in our lives to make sure that we're not overburdening ourselves with other people's problems or overprocessing things that don't really apply to us, and just making sure that we have space around us. Because at the end of the day, you know, if there's too much going on, we're going to overthink it. So I think, you know, finding that sort of that simplicity. So I think it's a really key area there. But also, now I love what you're saying about the meaningful and the, you know, the meaningful work piece. I mean, we are caring people, and, you know, we care so deeply about causes in the world that mean important things to us. And whether that is supporting other people, whether it's, you know, it's working with clients that we love to work with, or, you know, or fighting for a particular cause that means a lot to us, whether it's the environment or equality or whatever it may be. But it's recognizing that fundamentally and innately we care. And I think when we are doing something in alignment with that, and we're really honoring that in ourselves, that for me is one of the most important areas of joy. If I'm not really honoring that, I find it very difficult to feel content.
Oh my goodness, so true. So, so true. And I know we both have had experiences in our past of doing work that wasn't so fulfilling and meaningful to us, and now having this experience of doing that now. It is amazing to really honor and align, like you're saying right now. I mean, I think that's such a big part of what I feel like I'm teaching in lots of ways too, is this coming from a place of, I know like a lot of HSPs want to start a business, for example, and you and I have just been a part of this, creating this new course about how to grow a heart-centered business, how to start one. And a big underlying message in that, a theme of that, is that it comes from like the most success actually in what I see in heart-centered businesses. And you can tell me, Willow, if you agree with this, is the sense of we have to be ourselves. We have to honor who we are, show up authentically. And that is when I know for myself, everything in my life shifted when I was able to do that. And that's when you're really putting out work into the world. It brings you joy. Like, I don't even consider my work anymore because I love it so much. I would do it anyway. And I want more HSPs to get empowered to have this ability, right?
Yes, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And all the facilitation and conversations that I have with HSPs, and it's 90% of the time around purpose and work and career and starting a business. You know, how can I get this going? How can I be the coach, the consultant that I want to be? It's so important to us. It hurts so much when we're out of alignment with that. And it's actually, I mean, yes, it's not easy to start a business, but as you say, once there is that truth and that alignment and that real honesty about the work that we want to do, life finds a way to support us. And I think, you know, it's actually doing the right work and being in a place of authentic meaning and purpose that is so much more important than perhaps other areas of life that non-HSPs, and I'm not generalizing here, but, you know, perhaps there may be a tendency for our friends or other people in our network who, you know, they're very focused about material things, and there's nothing wrong with that, you know, having a great car, having a great house, having, you know, sort of a sense of status in the community. But for us, you know, sometimes it can be very different to that. So yes, of course, we need to have financial stability in our lives, but it's actually tuning into that cause. It's tuning into that, you know, what is the difference that my heart's really longing to make? And we have the capacity and the resilience to do whatever it takes as HSPs to get that into our lives. We are super strong inside, and it's just a matter of engaging that and then honoring the joy that we really want to have in our lives in that sense.
And it's contagious when we do that. Like, if we're doing something that's radiating joy into the world, or we feel so passionate and called to do something in particular in our work, for example, or in our volunteer work, or whatever it is that we're putting into the world, it's so contagious, because it's like you can see someone loving what they do, stepping into that, that honoring, that aligning. I like what you said about life finds a way to support us. I completely agree with that. I know you and I have both worked with HSPs and sort of helping empower them in their businesses, for example. And we seem to have similar thoughts about this, that the magic, and I'm going to call it magic intentionally, the magic happens when you are inside of that honoring and that aligning. And it is, and really sitting in that place of meaning and purpose. And I remember you said something on a previous episode that stuck with me too, that I really liked. And it was about this concept of you really, when you're doing what you are called to do, there is, I mean, I think we even talked about it as magic. There is magic that comes from that. And it is meant, like, we all have something. I think you said something about that, that there's like, there's something in most HSPs, and I've seen it too, that it's like, we're meant to do, we're called to do. There's something inside of us that we feel particularly passionate about. And I really believe that that is what we are meant to be doing. And that's when you get into the flow. We talked about this in our flow episode, that was a really popular episode. And it's so exciting, because that is where the magic is, right, Willow?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. I mean, it's such an interesting topic. I almost don't really want to talk about it, because it feels like it's just this incredibly kind of like blessed thing that happens, but it really is there. It really is. I think it is almost like nature wants us in service. I think it's,
yeah.
We play such an important role. And I think when we are in that space and we're just in that vulnerability of empowerment, and I love how vulnerability is the access to empowerment. When we're really in that kind of space of like, no, this is who I am, this is what I'm here to do, and I'm just gonna go for it. And as soon as we kind of make that commitment and we state it and do it, things just seem to fall into our path. It's incredible. It's like, you know, life is holding us and it's aware of what we're doing somehow. It seems to be a prevalent thing that I notice with HSPs, and it's so encouraging. And I think it's something to, you know, it's something just to support our faith that it is possible for us to do the work that we really want to do.
Yes. And there's a reason why we feel so strongly about something. Like there's a reason why, if something's really activating you and you feel it's just, I mean, I think there's two different parts. There's a part of like passion. Like, for example, I think about, I just had this passion, and I know, Willow, this is how we met in the first place. It's our passion for HSPs. Like, I had this calling inside of me that was like, I see such magic potential in HSPs. And I knew that if we can empower them, they're going to be going out and doing amazing things. That's exactly what's happening. And it excites me. It is part of how I feel that we can promote change in the world, because I believe empowered HSPs can do that. And that originated from something inside of me that just, I had to do it. It was like you were saying, it's like, that is my path.
Yeah, exactly right. Yes. And what's so amazing is how our ability and our passion is actually supported by our abilities. I'll say that again. So what's so amazing is when we really tune in and get very honest about the work we really want to do, we find that we are actually perfectly designed to do it. And actually, and another level to that is we find that our superpowers and our amazing abilities of skills we have, high empathy, high intuition, high visionary abilities, suddenly we realize that this extrasensory intelligence that we've got is perfect for that kind of work. Does that mean, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes, yes. I'm nodding as you're talking. Absolutely. I totally agree with you. I like what you said. Passion is, so it's, the passion is supported by our ability, that we're perfectly designed to do it. I completely agree with you. It's what I see over and over again. I even just said to my partner the other night, I was like, you know, I wonder why it took me so long to just finally step into this place of authenticity, which led me into this place of developing such meaning and fulfillment in my life, which leads me into that joy that we're talking about. And it was kind of like, once it clicks into place, it kind of feels so like easy. Like, why didn't I do that before? But there's like, we all have to take a path to kind of get there. And I know that so many of our listeners are already on that path. And that really excites me because I feel collectively this energy growing. Don't you, Willow? You feel that collective energy growing in our community?
I really do. I feel a lot more confidence in the air that we're just like, okay, I can actually do this. I can be myself and I can go for it. And, you know, and I'm going to be held. I'm really feeling that. And I have to say, you know, for any of you guys out there right now who are starting on that business ladder, please keep going. The most important tip I could ever give to anyone is just don't ever give up. Ever, ever, ever give up. No matter what you're going through right now, you will find a way through it. And as long as you commit to aligning to the truth inside of you, what feels good for you, what feels right and real for you, you will find a way and life will support you. It's just a matter of persisting.
Yes, absolutely. And I do think HSPs do this differently. I think it's why it's important to talk about it from all these different perspectives, these different angles that we experience things, that life is going to support this, I believe this, and this is what's probably really unique about the course that we're doing is this sense of we have to show up as ourselves. That's what people connect to. That's where the magic is. That's where life is going to support you. But we often have to do internal work before we really can get there. And I know you and I have done a lot of personal work. We've had a lot of discussions about this. And it is where there's so much. This is something I was thinking about too. I was thinking about how much freedom there is in letting go of what other people think and instead aligning with the honoring, that knowing inside of me, that I bring it into that place and suddenly everything is okay. And I feel like these thousands of pounds of weight taken off of me because I'm freed from trying to please other people, which takes a lot of energy to do, and you won't please them anyway. So it's wasted energy. We've talked about this before. And so to let go of that is so freeing. Do you have this experience, Willow, when I really let go of that and I'm just stepping into like, okay, this is what I'm called to do. This is my passion to help HSPs. I have such crazy creativity coming in me, and that definitely brings me joy. It's just like it's downloaded into me and I almost can't even like stop it.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yes. I can remember in my very early days of organizing workshops, a purpose alignment workshops I used to do. And I can remember when I first started thinking, oh my God, I just was so nervous about what people were thinking. And I used to go around my home local town giving out leaflets. I used to feel just so awkward asking shopkeepers to put the leaflets up in the window. And it was all because I was focused on what they were thinking of it. I was thinking, oh my God, they're going to read the leaflet and they're going to think it's weird. And now I've made such a shift. It's like I'm so engaged in what I do. I'm so passionate about it. And I'm so excited to tell people about what I do. I really don't mind. It doesn't cross my mind what other people think of it. And actually what's happened is I just don't get questioned or challenged by it anymore. I only tend to have people that come to me who are interested and they want to know more. And I love to talk about it. And I think worrying about what others think it's a natural part of our psychology, but that goes away really quickly. And it really is just a matter of taking those steps and just going for it and trying. And it's just getting that momentum going. And first of all, you know, it might not make sense and things, you know, might go wrong a little bit at first. But as you continue, the clarity comes, you get the momentum, and then before you know it, you're off.
Yes, 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 absolutely. And I was thinking of something too. There's a couple of areas, both whether it's in business or in relationships. I feel sad when I hear HSPs trying to, you know, start a business or something like that, or something in their work or their coaches or something like that, but they feel like they can't charge for their services. And what I'm seeing in the communities of coaches and therapists and stuff is that so many are overworking, overdoing, because they cannot financially support themselves unless they fill up their entire schedule. And I used to be in that place, especially before when I was an intern. And your creativity goes away, your joy goes away, you start really dreading your days. And this is why it's so important to value yourself as an HSP, whether it's in business and relationships too. I mean, I see the same thing in HSPs in relationships. They're overgiving, overdoing, overcompromising. There's so much depletion and so much resentment growing. And that is not going to lead us to joy. If we can just take care of ourselves in the way that we need to, do the right types of self-care, not what everybody else is doing, but what works for us. And we use tools that we've been learning along the way to support ourselves. And we learn how to really honor ourselves and our needs. That's what leads to joy. That's where you're going to flourish in your life in all areas, right?
Yes, 100%. Absolutely right. It really is. And that's the distinction to make is, what is it that I need as an HSP? What is it that makes me feel good? What is it that makes me feel safe and secure? What are the ways that I can, look after myself that are meaningful and important for me as an individual person, regardless of, perhaps how other people do it. And being, that's the level of self-care that's so important to us, that's bespoke to us, that we're focused on making sure that we're making friends with ourselves and really understanding our needs. And the money area, that is a fundamental need that we have. And it's a very interesting piece for us as HSPs, just as you're talking about it there, Julie, we do tend to overdo things, and we do think that we've got to give. And there's some kind of resistance that seems to be in receiving. And, that isn't a balanced way to look at things. And it might be that we don't need or have the same relationship to money that perhaps some non-HSPs do. But we still need the security and the security that comes from having financial stability. And so I think it's, there is a very important shift in our mindset to recognize that money is just a very, very clever way of exchanging love, essentially, especially in the way that we do things. It's a really cool medium for energy to flow back and forth. And it's totally okay to receive it. It's only if we make the energy of money mean something, whether it's bad or we don't deserve it, whatever it is, that's just a story. It's totally okay to honor that exchange and honor the fact that people would like to pay for the wonderful services that we are bringing to the world. So, just that little bit of a shift around it is going to make such a difference for our own joy, for our own fulfillment, especially for our business success.
Yes, absolutely. And if we're walking around depleted and we can't pay our bills, what kind of a healer are we going to be in the world if that's our experience? This is what I'm trying to tell healers in the world, what I'm trying to tell HSPs. If you really want to show up for your clients, whoever you're working with, you need to have, you have to be able to support yourself well financially so you can take time off, create these, different areas of income, bringing in multiple sources of income, bringing in passive income, doing all these different things that will support that for you. And I want to make a comment about something Diane said, because I think it's so important. I was just reading in the chat, and she says, it can be hard for HSPs to put themselves out there because they can be sensitive to criticism. It takes a lot of work to get over that. Diane, you have brought up something incredibly important. I completely agree with you. And what's interestingly enough, I don't know how many courses about starting a business have an entire section on criticism. and because I did that, I put an entire section in there about criticism because I know that this is hard for us. It used to be really hard for me. And trying to run a business, you run into criticism, you run into judgment from others. And to become resilient in those areas, we need to really do this internal work that we've been talking about from episode to episode about taking care of our needs and showing up full, because you really will I mean, like we've even talked about that our energy shifts and you start radiating a different energy and vibrating in a different level, a higher level, when you are whole. And you're only going to do that if you make a conscious choice to care for yourself right now in ways that work for you and not what everybody else is doing, but ways that work for you. And I just feel so passionate about this part, Willow.
Yeah, wow, me too. My goodness me. Criticism has been such a huge part of my journey. Criticism used to be absolutely crippling for me. It would literally take over my whole system, sometimes for days on end, and it would just be hell. And I realized that it's this ability that I have to overprocess, to dive in. And there was something so juicy about receiving criticism, negative criticism, that I would get hold of. And I came to realize that it was because I had these forced views of myself, that I wasn't good enough, or, you know, there wasn't the things that I was trying to do weren't possible, or, you know, other people were right, whatever it was. Because I had those false beliefs running in myself, when this criticism would come, my whole system would literally grab hold of it and just start to analyze it and think, okay, there must be something in there that I need to learn. They're right, you know, the person that said that's right. And I would just get so absorbed into it until I realized one day, I was like, I just have to stop doing that. That's just not healthy. It's not supporting me. And it really was doing the inner work of recognizing that whatever those beliefs were, that there was almost like a payoff to it, because there was a part of me that wanted to hide, a part of me that wanted to stay small and not kind of activate and be of service in the world. So it was actually easier for me to swirl in criticism, and I was almost looking for it so I could stay stuck. And it was making this conscious shift, which I had to have facilitation and support through this. But it was actually making that conscious realization that those fundamental beliefs I had about myself weren't true. And the only way I was able to do that was to experience for myself that they weren't true, which meant taking a little bit of a leap of faith, doing what I knew I wanted to do in the world. And gradually I started to challenge those beliefs. And then I just made a firm decision. Okay, this criticism thing has to stop. And I still get some times where it'll come into my system and I have to make a conscious effort to stop the thought. I shift them into something positive. I try to find the funny part of it, or I'll put something silly on YouTube, whatever it is. But I have to, it's a pattern interrupt. I have to snap myself out of that pattern. And over the years, I've become much, much better than that, better at it. And so I can't recommend it enough. Whatever it takes, just snap yourself out of it, because whatever you're telling yourself, it isn't true.
Yes, I like that you're talking about it. It's an intentional thing. It really is an intentional choice for us to make these decisions to take care of ourselves in the way that's going to support us and balance our sensitive nervous system and help us live in these places of fulfillment. And, you know, what would have happened, Willow, if we hadn't have done this work, we would have stayed small. We wouldn't be talking right now. We wouldn't be doing all these amazing things in the world, helping others. It wouldn't have happened. And if we were both struggling financially, it wouldn't have happened either. And it took something within ourselves. And I think what I love about our conversations, Willow, is we always come from a place of truth and authenticity, that we share that we have struggled with these exact same things that you listening are struggling with. And it's a journey. There's no point at which it's perfect. And there's no point at which we just sort of like, oh, we're done growing and now we have nothing else to work on. We're constantly, you know, evolving and growing. And I want to make a comment of something Tracy said that I think could be helpful for listeners too. Tracy said earlier, you said it was hard to figure out what you truly enjoy. I'm having that problem, especially in this very restrictive time. How did you do it? And this is such a great question and something important to discuss, that I found that especially during this restrictive time and of, you know, everything is shifting. And like, for example, when I couldn't go outside for weeks because of the terrible air quality in our area with fires, I had to find something to do about it. And, you know, because most of my self-care involves outdoor time, I just little things like wrapping myself in a weighted blanket, drinking tea. I just wrote this in my community, this post about my experiences, that sometimes we have to allow ourselves to cry it out, to really get to know what's going on inside of us, to release some of the pain, but do things intentionally to fill up those little tanks of joy. And since I couldn't go outside and be with my birds, I had to do it through the window. So I looked out the window to be with my birds outside. And you know, little things, but I'd say when I first started, it was really hard for me to know what I liked, who I was, what I wanted. I absolutely was there, and you guys have heard me talk about it a lot. And I remembered little things that helped me, for example, were trying to notice how's my body reacting to something, sort of mind, body, soul, actually. And when I was always giving up my needs, how did that make me feel? Wow, I actually started to feel really icky and bad and resentful and depleted. And I had to start listening and paying attention, because our bodies give us information when we're paying attention, when we're listening. And it would be little things at first, like even being able to pick a restaurant. I remember this is how it was for me. Before I started my internal work, if somebody would say, you know, where do you want to go? What do you want to eat? I would instantly be like, oh, I don't know, you pick, because I didn't want to disappoint them. I didn't want to pick something they didn't want. And so I literally didn't even know what I wanted because I didn't ask myself. So it started with little things. What do I want? You know, just kind of checking in with myself. How does this make me feel? And in a way, it's almost like getting to know someone, just like you would get to know a friend. You get to know yourself. And I know many HSPs, we haven't even started doing that. So that's where we start. Get to know yourself. What makes you feel good? What makes you feel bad? Journal about it. Start really exploring this piece inside of you and start honoring and doing more of what you feel, what feels good.
Yeah. Wow. I love that. Yes, absolutely. That's such a great, great place to start. And I think, you know, it's in the indicators of our feelings in our body. You're exactly right, Julie. All the signals are there. We deep down inside, we intuitively know what brings us joy and what's important to us. But it's allowing ourselves to acknowledge those feelings and acknowledge those impulses that we get. And creating a little list is actually a really interesting idea. So it's, you know, it's when something happens where I think, oh, I really enjoyed that, or I really liked that, or that felt really good. It's just to pop a little note in your phone and think, this was good, that was good, this was good. And it'll start almost to piece together. I can remember when I was younger, I always used to be so moved by movies that I would watch that were about human capacity and human development and the hero's journey of going from, you know, kind of like a bad situation into a big successful situation in whatever context that may be. It used to be so moving for me. And I used to find that I'd have very deep and meaningful conversations about what people really wanted to do with their lives. I would instantly switch on, think, wow, I really want to talk about that. How can I support that with you? And I realized that it was partly to do with the freedom that we get in our lives when we're aligned and we're really happy and we're doing what we want to do. But it's also this kind of how we're supporting the world as a whole in developing by doing the thing that we're born to do. So over the years, I didn't really realize this was happening, but those impulses were always in me. I was always fascinated by those things. And now it makes total sense to me, because I am obsessed and fascinated by facilitating people to align to their truth and purpose. There's nothing more important to me in the world. And when I look back, I can see that all the signals were there. I was constantly getting this. My body kept coming alive every time I was near or among that those kind of conversations. So when it's about finding our joy, finding what is, it's a matter of listening. It's a matter of, like, you know, what is it that you find yourself wanting to do over and over again? What are the kind of books that you love to read? Who is it you like to talk to? What are the conversations? What are the little hobbies? And if you start to write them down, you'll notice that there is a concurrent theme. And then as you start to allow yourself, give yourself permission to immerse yourself in these things, then suddenly it will all become clear.
Yes, I like that a lot. I often, when you talked about writing positive things down that make you feel good, I often call those creating life templates. Like, really? I even think it's great to have an entire journal that's just for that you write down all the things that make you feel good, and you keep writing them down so that when you forget, you can go back to this journal and remind yourself. And I also want to say something about like this, this concept of being able to separate what others want versus what we want. It is, when I was first working on this, and I know a lot of people that are still in this space and this part of their journey, that it would be a default setting of mine to already think about what somebody else wanted before I even explored what I wanted. So I really like to just encourage people, try to explore what you want before you bring everybody else into it. Because we can get really overwhelmed as HSPs and this is what I used to do. I used to try to please like 10 different people about one thing. And was that possible? No, I couldn't possibly please 10 different people. And it was so overwhelming to constantly think about what everybody wanted all the time, instead of just really allowing myself to explore first about what seemed right to me. And for me, it's about an intuitive thing. Like even if I'm putting, you know, I put out a new course or something like that. When I first started doing courses or even putting books out or anything that you did or video, whatever it was, there was this instant fear at first. What are people going to think of this? Is it going to be good enough? But I've been able to shift now into, does this feel good to me? Does this feel like I'm sharing something that I think needs to be shared? Do I believe this is going to help someone? And when I'm able to be aligned in that space for myself, all those worries just kind of melt away. And suddenly I bring myself back into my intention. And then I have more energy. I feel more empowered. I've loved when HSPs come back and share that maybe they set a boundary that they didn't used to have. And somebody was telling me recently about they had somebody at their workplace that was sort of in charge and sort of bullying. And this HSP used to be very timid and have a really hard time standing up for what they needed. And it would feel so icky all the time. But for the first time, they were actually able to stand up for themselves. And they came back and shared how just empowering that was. And that's what happens when we are doing something that is aligned and honoring who we are. It feels good.
Wow, isn't that amazing? I love that. Yes. I mean, it just, you know, if the doubt had kind of, you succumbed to the doubt and thought, I'm not going to put this training or this tool out into the world, you know, that person would never have got that gold and had that personal breakthrough as a result. And, you know, thank goodness that you are who you are and you've got that information out into the world. And, you know, it's so important to remember that at all times, we have a very strong place of knowing in us that is always there as a resource. And just simply to ask ourselves the question when we are among lots of other people or there's big decisions happening or we're not sure what to do, is simply to ask yourself, hang on a minute, what is it that I know right now? And I can guarantee that the feelings in your body will align and go, zoop, well, you know this for sure. And it might be, well, it's because this is what I would really like. This is what I really need right now. Or I sense that I don't necessarily need this right now, but I can sense that this person over here really needs this. So simply ask yourself, what is it that I really know? It just puts things into place. And it's always there. There is always a place of deep knowing within us. And to ask that place first, and exactly as you just said there, Julie, you know, by that confidence and that self-belief in yourself and putting it out there, the world will give us feedback and say, yes, thank you for doing that.
Yes, it's so beautiful. Oh my gosh, I love this. And someone in our community just said, I've been looking for a group like this for so long. I'm so relieved and excited to finally find the right fit. That's so beautiful. I love us being together and I love having these conversations. I think it's so powerful. We have such similar experiences in the world, and to be able to talk openly about how we experience things is so powerful. And I think that, you know, just really pausing on that point about what you said, Willow, we do have a strong place of knowing inside of us. It's there. And for HSPs, it's much stronger. Remember, you have a more activation in your insula that gives you this level of consciousness more than most, more than the majority. And so use that gift within you, that place of knowing. Spend time with yourself, really getting to know yourself along the way. Listen to those cues that you're getting. They're there. Sometimes they have to start screaming at you in some way for you to listen. But try to listen. Try to really create space for yourself. Like if you're so overloaded and so depleted and you have no time for yourself, this is going to be hard to do. So it starts with giving yourself that time, meditating, practicing mindfulness, doing things that are quiet, having sensory breaks, really giving yourself time that will allow you to feel restored. And this is when we have that ability to pause, you know, reflect and respond rather than react to life.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. Absolutely perfect. Yeah. And, you know, and it's, yeah, it's trusting ourselves that we know intuitively what we need, what needs to come next and how to support ourselves. And it's through that place of trust and through that place of knowing that we will be guided to our joy. We will be guided towards what's most meaningful for us. And we will find our purpose, our meaning and our happiness. And at the end of the day, you know, through that place of knowing and confidence, that's how we're going to bring our amazing abilities and skills into the world that are so needed, especially right now. So for all you guys listening out there, you know, trust yourself and use your amazing ability to dive deep into discovering the depth and the meaning and the knowing within yourself.
I love that, Willow. Trust yourself. Be guided by your joy. Oh, love that. Anything else you want to share before we say goodbye today?
Only thank you so much again for all you beautiful people being on our session today and for everyone listening. It means the world to us to have your support. Thank you so much. And we look forward to seeing you again.
Yes, yes. Thank you. It was so nice talking with you. And thank you for being here, everybody, and for listening. If you want to have more information about our podcast episodes, I definitely recommend listening to the ones I've done with Willow. We've gotten so many comments about those. You can go to hsppodcast.com. Please share episodes. I want HSPs to get empowered by all of this, and you sharing really becomes a part of us helping other HSPs. If you could leave reviews, that's something that's really helpful because it helps HSPs find the podcast. You can explore our bios. You can check out this course that we've been talking about that I'm so excited to have Willow be a part of. You can go to hspcourse.com to learn more about that. And, you know, connect with us, talk with us, tell us what you need. We're listening. And I just love you guys so much. And I hope that everybody's taking really good care of themselves out there in the world. We're here for you. If you want to join the Sensitive Empowerment community and be a part of these live podcasts, it's really fun. And just have a ton of stuff for you there. So thank you, everybody, for being with us. Take care, everybody.
See you soon. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. You can take my free sensitivity quiz and find all my HSP tools and resources at sensitiveconnection.com.
To register for the next masterclass on how to make your shift into high sensory intelligence, visit inluminance.com. Please leave us a voice message if you have a question or comment for us to be included in a future episode. Just click the voice message button in the show notes, introduce yourself, tell us where you're from, and record up to 60 seconds. We love hearing from you.
And please share this episode to help others. And take extra good care of yourself out there. Bye-bye, everybody.